I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on 104.3 FM, WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Got Dolphins in action tomorrow against the Lions. Preseason game, pot de.
I wish the starters would play a little bit, but the problem is it's not the starters that you want.
You think he's gonna go banged up front? You think he's gonna play though? Like he's gonna play the young guys, right? Like Patrick Paul, Kenneth Grant.
Those guys are gonna play.
When he says the ones aren't gonna play, that's Tyreek, Waddle, Tua, Sealer, like your big money guys aren't going to play.
A-Chan,
yeah. You're going to get a heaping of those, you know, right. You'll get some Ollie Gordon, maybe a little bit more. I'm excited to see him. That's probably the guy I'm most excited to see if I had to pick somebody. And Kenneth Grant.
I was telling people.
The Washington wide
receiver. Size doesn't make you a tough runner. And I think so many times we look at the size of a running back and determine whether he's a bruiser or not. You can be a smaller back and be a physical runner. And I think as far as like right now, besides what it, Madison, A-Chan has been probably the second most physical runner as far as being production, hitting gaps and stuff like that.
Right. You've been impressed with him.
Yes. Yes.
Schmeathen goes, Tobin is Ollie Gordo. Such a bastard.
I miss Schmeathen on Monday, bro.
He's such a bastard. I really just.
I'm happy he's back.
He's just such a bastard. You know, he's coming. He's dropping bombs early on a Friday. you know the English language kicks our ass, right?
Oh, did you? Are you talking about the TV?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Here's what I don't understand. And we have to sit here as athletes after every game and sit in a room and answer questions, mostly about what you did wrong and how you screwed up.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
All these television people, you know, put it out there. This is what so-and-so said. Oh, they write about it. They tweet about it, whatever. My question is, how do you treat a professional who has time before they put it on the screen and still screw it up? This is not random. Oh, quick. Let's get Penix's name.
Oh, that's not what I was talking about, dude. That was not what I was talking about.
You're talking about the S?
You're talking about
X marked the spot.
You're talking about Michael Penix Jr.
You're talking about X,
yes.
X not marking the spot.
That was crazy.
That was wild.
That was crazy.
Are you absolutely, like.
It was bound to happen.
How can we look at these people that are supposed to be reporting on our profession? How can we take them serious ever?
Well, I don't think
you have time to think. I always tell reporters, you have time to think about what question you're going to ask.
Right.
And that's what you came up
with?
Well,
I don't think that was a very big market news station either. I think that was a small, I think that was like a smaller Georgia news station that messed that up.
You can't mess that up.
No, you can't mess that up. I mean, agreed.
This is the second year. You can't mess that up, man. You can't.
No, that's not the television screw up I thought you were referring to.
What's the television screw up you're referring to?
Oh, we got a different one?
There's two.
You familiar with Udonis Haslam?
UD40.
Yeah.
Big TV star. Big TV star now.
OG podcast?
And he was talking on NBA Today about schedule release and a little bit about the Atlanta Hawks. Well, he had a little trouble with Hawks young big man, Zachary Richesche.
Oh, no.
So he remixed it?
He had a wee bit of trouble.
You got your young coin, Jalen Johnson, and Rosh Hashanah, however you say his name. Excuse me, I'm sorry. Zachary Richesche. You have all these pieces. Now, are you going to make Atlanta? Listen, I messed up his name. I'm sorry. Listen, don't be mad at him, Kirk. I took a page out your book.
That's brutal.
Zachary
Let me get my yarmulke.
Wait, hey.
He said Rosh Hashanah?
Tobin, for real. Tobin.
Yep.
The next time he comes on, you got to get him. Because he called you out about getting up that wall.
Listen. That was something.
You got to get him.
You got to play that again. You got to play that again.
And Rosh Hashanah, however you say his name. Excuse me, I'm sorry. Richesche, Zachary Richesche. You have all these pieces.
Wait, you know it's bad when the people he's doing the show with can't contain themselves.
You can't contain yourself. He's trying to deflect. He goes, shut up, Burke.
Because Wayne Burke.
Oh.
Dude, he called him a Jewish holiday. Everybody get your yarmulkes out.
Oh, my goodness.
And Rosh Hashanah, however you say his name, excuse me, I'm sorry, Richesche, Zachary Richesche, you have all these pieces.
No, even a second, wait.
Nope.
It wasn't even worse.
Wait, we got so that's Rick what Ross. You need somebody on the show, like Frog Boy.
Mm-mm. No, even you finish that off. Mm-mm. Wow.
Hey, now, that's still not as bad as penis.
Oh, no, listen, putting Michael Penis Jr. is worse.
Especially when, like, we all mispronounce names every now and then because we didn't know if it was A-Chan or A-Chain or whatever, all right? So, like, yeah.
You know what's going to happen?
You can mess up a name.
Because now you've given
to
a tackle of Leoa.
Woof.
See, the thing about it is, here's the problem. If you look at the name, if you look at Tua's name, you can't try to pronounce it.
Oh, no.
You got to just say it like he said to say it. And don't worry about the lettering, the writing, or nothing. So you say, Tua, how do you say your name? And then you look at, and then you try to look at the letters and you say, well, the letters don't really.
G throws
like
you,
that.
Listen, the G with the Samoan culture will throw you for a loop. Maui Noah throws me for a loop.
Yeah.
I'm like, that, all right. That's how it is. That's how it is.
Oh, my goodness.
But, man, that's good. Sorry, UD.
And Rosh Hashanah, however you say his name. Excuse me, I'm sorry. Richesche. Zachary Richesche.
Wait. So, here's the problem.
Richesche.
So, here's what happened. Once he apologized for mispronouncing his name, don't follow.
What's spraying in the background?
Is there like a spray going on in
here? Yeah.
No.
Like an auto spray or something?
Yeah.
It's not me.
You sure it's not you?
Sure.
Pause it.
Sounded like somebody was spraying.
Jay Fig opened up her mic or something like that?
I don't know.
Weird.
So, anyway. So, when he apologized and then took another crack
at it. I'm sorry.
That's when it got the laughter. Like, if he had just apologized and just kept it going. But he apologized and took another swing at it.
Yep. Mm-mm.
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 And Rosh Hashanah, however you say his name, excuse me, I'm sorry, Rishashi, Zachary Rishashi. You have all these pieces.
Zachary? That's not even his name, right?
What?
It's Rishashi.
Zachary
Rishashi.
So here's the problem. When he apologized, everybody was like, yeah, that name kicks my ass too. But then when he took another stab at it, that's when everybody's like, oh, no, no just,
yeah, yeah just
until
stop.
You have confirmation, don't say it.
Man, we'll take a break. More to come here on the show. Hour two is next.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.